freak out, yo.
Once again, recording live and in Woo! The studio for the long-awaited Project Renegade Radio Show.
Woo!
It's a Project Renegade Podcast.
All our friends and family out there are going to have to bear with us because this has been a long time since I had to be in the spotlight like this. But we're going to try to knock this one out the park today. We have Swizzle in the house, of course, as always. He's got it. He's deep throwing the mic right now. Then we got the star of the show.
Oh.
Tonight's special guest.
The Hold on. Let me take my shades off.
Front and center.
The red carpet.
Get hype. My main man. My right hand.
The one and only.
Some call him Outlet. I call him Andrew Outlet.
Woo! Goddamn. Good to be here. Don't like you, though. Swizzle, don't like you.
Damn.
That's why everybody shuts up. Okay, I was going to say, if we're going to get into that real quick, we got to have a little background story. The people need to know. So Outlet and Swizz right here, you know what I'm saying? We're best friends. This is my brother. 8 years strong, 6 years strong, whatever the fuck it is, don't matter. You're going to hear a lot of talking shit. You don't like it, don't listen. That's all I got to say.
But yeah, so if you followed the music at all, then you probably heard the homie Outlet on a few of the more recent tracks. He was on GTG. Yo. He was on the new banger that just dropped, Dead Man's Dope.
Yo.
Questions.
He's on Questions. Yo. Matter of fact, one time they thought that was his whole song, bro. He was on it like...
GTG
like,
was his song.
Nah, but...
No, fucking Questions, they was on,
They was like, that's Outlet. The Questions is Outlet.
I wrote... All right.
Hey, all right, y'all got one song, I get one song.
See, it was
yeah,
karma.
But then your one song isn't karma. Questions.
It was karma.
That's me. Take one of his.
No, but wait. Speaking of, so y'all mentioned the fact that you guys are friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember which one of y'all had mentioned something about like back when y'all first started kicking in freestyling sessions back in the day and shit. I want to hear a little
with
bit more
with your
mind.
Yeah, fucking Young Mind. Yeah, yeah.
Because it seems like everybody that came out of those freestyle sessions is a fucking beast.
Yeah, he knows the shit a little bit better than I do.
The very first time we lived together, Shawtown Trailer Park, 2016.
Shout out Shawtown.
You know, it was not a good place to live at the time. We were just fucking off.
Hey, we had fun though.
Making money in ways.
Yeah.
And we thought we were rappers and stuff back then. So that's when I was.
He said you gotta think it.
Yeah, if you're gonna be the best, you gotta think the best, you know?
But I was talking and chilling with Young Mond a little bit more back then. So he used to come over and we'd sit in a room, just smoke and rap for hours.
There was a back room. Nastiest room that you'd ever possibly walk into.
That was
into.
A smash room in the trailer.
Bro, everybody fucked back there.
If you smashed there, you were nasty type shit. Because yeah. It was the worst room ever.
Yeah, and we both did, so I guess.
And we'd sit back there and freestyle. And we'd sit back there and freestyle.
Comes
yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, Shawtown, that was dope. Shout out Young Mom.
That's
too.
What we shared.
I mean, to be honest, I'd love to be a fly on the wall because it seems like motherfuckers was there was, putting in work.
So if you, what kind of work are you talking about though? Because if you went to the bathroom in Shawtown, you had to open the door and jump because there was a big hole to the floor to the ground.
Yeah,
right, bro. Outside the bathtub, there was a big hole all the way to the ground, about 3 feet long. So you had to be careful. You fall through the bathroom. Me and Drew shared a room when we lived there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait, you said that was the first time?
That was the first time. We lived together 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I know about the more recent one.
No, we also lived together downtown on Bellinger.
Oh, yeah.
We lived up in the upstairs apartment. That was also not good times.
Yeah.
It was not good times.
Anytime we're together is pretty much fucked.
And then last time,
look at this right here.
The most recent time, when, like where we made GTG and all that stuff,
yeah,
that one was good. We were working together and all that.
That's when I first met you.
That's when y'all met.
That's when we met. That's when we. Yeah.
That's when Zay came into the picture too. Shout out Zay.
Lace gotta go up. We had to unplug the fucking fridge. You remember that shit?
It was honestly, I'm gonna just let everybody know right now. That was his whole song. Like that was his song.
Gotta go is all Outlet.
He had the song.
He had.
You heard it here, folks.
He had two whole verses.
You heard it here, folks.
Me, Tech, and Zay literally took the song over and gave him 30 seconds.
It's my song.
But yeah, we blessed him with the verses and killed it out for him.
Yeah, man. Honestly, that was the first song that I ever did collectively with other artists, like more than like a collab with somebody else. But yeah, we got four people on the song. We got Zay Token, Swizzle, Tech, and me. And that was dope. It was dope as fuck.
It's an EC mega collab for sure.
And let me say this. Dope. That song is dead ass about my sister.
Yeah, it's about his sister, my ex, his twin sister, my ex.
Completely about my sister.
The whole
song.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, yo. if you're writing about my sister, I gotta get on it. Ain't you gotta fuck? Let me kill a verse.
Isn't
on
that fucked up? Fucking ex's brother wants to hop on it. She's heard the song, bro.
I told her, I asked her, I said, I'm the one who told her the song was about her and showed it to her. I was like, I started playing it. She was, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, you know the song's dead ass about you? And she was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then she was like, hey!
She's like, turn it up. Dang.
It's like a backhanded compliment, you know? Like, fuck you, bitch. What?
It's like they say, like, imitation is like the best compliment or whatever.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But
I haven't heard that in a minute.
Anyway, so yeah, so I don't know if anybody's ever listened to like a lot of your stuff. I remember you told me one time you said something about like you had just kind of heard like some kind of like hip hop that I'm into. Sometimes you know it's kind of like the bleeding heart stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
Whatever they put the label on.
It's emotional. I think emotional, yeah, really rap. Emotional shit.
I just call it SoundCloud rapping.
I definitely get a lot of emotion. Like, whenever I listen to your music, I feel like I definitely like that's the first thing I feel is your emotion, and I just I
appreciate
like,
that, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a good quality of an artist is to be able to relay that, but I think maybe the fans might want to know, like, what was it that caused you to lean towards that kind of rap, and what is it that gives you that emotion? Like, where does that come
from? They call that...
It's a good question, bro.
There's a couple words for that. They call it flashback rap or memory rap. You talk about what you've been through.
I think that, it really ties into why I started rapping. So back when I was in California, like, where I really got the name Owlet, it started then. When I was in California growing,
you left Shawtown.
I came back and all these people. That was when like Lil Peep was popping, Tom and all of them. Yeah, all these people, and they started dropping. But I started listening to their music, and it was all heartfelt shit that they've been going through. And no disrespect to any one of them, but I was like, man, I've been through a lot of fucking bullshit too. You know what I'm saying? I could fucking do this shit. And we fucking started rapping and freestyling, and I kind of carried the name Owlet from selling and flipping drugs to music being my outlet. So what I mean by that is whenever I put what's on my mind on the paper and what's on the paper into the mic, it's kind of like a release, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the emotion comes from. I kind of write, you do the same thing, I think you do too. I don't really write about things that I can't like relate to, you know. It's all personal
or
shit
done,
I've gone
or personally
through.
Done, yeah. or even you could write things that you haven't done, but you're definitely
but
at least talking about what you want
to
do.
To me, it seems like, don't get me wrong. There's obviously like now more than ever, there's a big wave of emotional rap, but most rappers kind of try to stray away from that. You know, they want to stick to like
the hard shit.
Talking about, you know, guns and drugs.
Bitches, hoes, and yeah,
you
bro.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's
And I like that shit, too.
I'm going to call this out. Big ups to A Boogie and Polo G, because that's kind of like who we rapping. Like we try to, at least.
Yeah.
Singing, emotional type shit.
I agree with what you're saying, though. I think it might be, I might piss some people off saying this, but I think it's a little more difficult to dig deeper and talk about some more sensitive, real shit.
And
than,
make it sound
than
good.
Then talk about
just the
shit
bang,
that
bang.
You may not have done, and if you have done that shit,
Following
really ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Even if it is shit that you did, you're kind of now you're promoting it, and you're kind of leading people into that kind of lifestyle.
Right. And that's why there's so many
but
little
shits
out
sells,
there.
And it's the shit that people think are cool.
Right. So, and that's the wave right now. Mm-hmm. But you know that shit that we put out, that won't ever die, bro.
That's
know?
What I'm saying. Yeah, because that's the thing. People want to ride a wave, but the wave is gonna.
You can only go with the flow until the flow ain't got nowhere else to go, bro. That's
Ooh. Was that a bar?
Damn.
We got hot bars, cold bars, even got some polar bars.
I have a question now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Told us why you started rapping or whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah, talking shit, you know.
Why stick with Renegades?
Why
be a part of Project Renegade? What is Project Renegade to you? Because he asked me the same thing.
All right, another good-ass question, man. I should have studied before I came out here. Alright, so Project Renegade to me, I think it directly reflects the first time we all chilled and recorded. We're a bunch of fucking degenerates, let me put it that way, that fucking come together, make music, and while we're making that music, we're not out doing something we shouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're all out, we're in the same place, getting
not
fucked
only
up, chilling together, but we're not out there being retarded.
We ain't out there being retarded, but we also all in the same place smiling.
Yeah, and genuinely being happy too.
Because most of the time when you out not doing retarded shit, at least for us, I can speak on us.
Yeah.
We ain't happy.
Fuck no, bro.
We're pissed off because we're not doing nothing stupid.
Right.
But while we're making music, we're staying out of trouble. Yeah. We're doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
We're getting our emotions out and our coping skills, all that bullshit. But we're also all smiling and having a great time.
Fuck yeah.
Which is sometimes hard to do.
Yeah, it's being happy and smiling, man, that's a rarity nowadays too. So whenever we all get together, it's, you know you're about to step into a good time. On top of that, we come out with some fucking crazy ass shit too. You know how hard it is for four people to hop on a track and it sound good?
That's the thing. Well, and
that's four different minds made something good. You know what I'm saying?
People don't realize anytime that we can get all these motherfuckers together on a track is like,
it's not often,
once in a lifetime type shit, because all these motherfuckers are wild.
Bro, like, do you ever see, I mean, you see it sometimes like with a Big Bank, you know what I'm saying? You got four artists on the same track and it's a fucking banger. You don't see that shit all the time, man.
Unless it's mainstream.
Yeah, unless it's mainstream. Even mainstream, you don't really see it too much.
But they're probably not even really kicking in the studio together. They're probably recording.
Somebody's over in LA, somebody in New York. Goddamn. We out here in a trailer park.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you take Lil Baby and NLE Choppa. The fuck were they in the studio? I'm not saying they haven't been, but I'm saying most of the time they just send it over the email and go, this is what it sounds like.
With their schedules and shit, you know, they're busy and shit.
Give me 15K for this verse real quick and you'll get it. You know what I'm saying? But we all sit there, not necessarily try to, like, make it all of our verses about the same shit either. We don't try to do that. But we all write and stuff together as a group.
Yeah.
We put the beat on, we pick a beat, and we start writing together.
Yeah.
And it turns out lit. It's like,
it's dope.
Everyone's mind's working at the same time. It feels like a big homework room when we're making a song.
God damn. Smell like Snoop Dogg's like laundry in here.
Damn.
God damn.
Shout out Eric's bedroom.
Yeah. The smoke flowing.
So if we're gonna go ahead and move forward, then what about I know there's a lot of people obviously that already are familiar with you, and some new people that are listening that might not have ever heard of you.
Right.
So they can go check your music out. Where?
Shout out those people. Man, I got one song everywhere right now. It's a heater. So Limbo, you can check out Limbo everywhere. Type out outlet all cap, because I can.
Can I just ask how long that song is?
Limbo?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, 3 minutes, 20 seconds.
All right, so y'all got 3 minutes and 20 seconds of free time in your day. Limbo it is.
Yeah.
Limbo it is. Go get lost in Limbo.
Everything else is on SoundCloud because I'm a SoundCloud rapper.
So they just gotta type in
outlet all caps.
Outlet all caps, Limbo all caps. Whenever I make a song, everything is labeled all cap because I hear cap too much. So I'm gonna be that dude out there with my name all caps because fuck you.
And so do you have anything you're working on right now that the fans can waiting for? Anything in store?
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Fuck yeah. I got Talk Is Cheap. You guys have heard that one.
I actually heard that one. That was a treat. That one's gonna be lit.
Actually, that started off as our song.
Yeah, it did. It did.
That was mine and Outlet's song.
Yeah.
That was all Swizzle and Outlet. That was supposed to be called Reunion.
Yeah.
When we had verses written and you were supposed to hop on it,
that's
and you
facts.
Never did.
That is facts.
Hey, I'm still down to hop on whatever.
Nah, it's already produced.
No, that's the song. That's the song where we're looping the beat twice. Oh,
see, that was where my next question rolled in, though. Who are some other local artists that you're making music with right now besides Renegades?
I'm making some with Alon Vital. Shout out.
Hey.
Shout out. He's dope. He's actually been producing a lot of my stuff recently, too. He's coming up. Smart dude, chill to be around, raps real good, makes good music, bro. Shout out him. That's pretty much it, bro. I make songs with Swizzle, I make songs with Tech, maybe get Holla in there. Anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out
Holla. Young boy, Dopey, y'all know he wants to do some shit.
Oh, shout out the homie Dopey.
Yeah, shout out Dopey.
Yeah, he's been wanting to make a track.
Hey, ODD, we've been cooking. Shout out ODD, Obedient Defiance Disorder.
Shout out Zay Token.
Zay Token, he's out there. Boogie the Kid. Boogie the Kid is one of them. He's a great artist too, good friend of mine. So there's people out there, bro. There's music being made. There's shit that y'all need to hear. For sure.
So obviously when I'm listening to your music, I definitely hear like a little bit of a Little Peep influence. You mentioned him earlier. What are
big
some
time.
Of your other influences?
Big time,
like,
big time.
What
did
you come up listening to and shit?
Well, growing up, honestly, bro, I listened to like Fleetwood Mac, James Taylor, Bob
Stevie
Dylan.
Nicks is my bro.
Man, that man that broke her heart. I don't know your name, bro, but whoever, the dude that broke Stevie's name's heart, don't let me catch you in the streets, fam. You're going to get twos real quick, bro. I don't care if you 80. I'm going to make you 90 real quick. Yeah, Stevie Nicks. Shout out Stevie, girl. I'm going to take you out one day, all right? fuck. So, I didn't really listen to rap too much coming up, but when I did, it was like the stereotypical fucking Tupac, Biggie, Nas, fucking Bone Thugs, shit like that. Eminem for sure.
I tried so hard.
Show the lean. Fucking.
No, I fuck with all those. That's the type of shit, man. I used to listen to too.
But you know, in the younger generation, I'd say like the 2000s and up, that kind of era. Mac Miller, he was a part of that. You know, 2010.
Baby. Don't forget about Self Care, baby.
Yep. Lil Peep's a big one. X, that's a big one. All the corny shit like Kanye. Fuck with Kanye.
On the Kanye side, I got a question, bro. Y'all heard that motherfucking Kanye Lil Pump song?
Oh my god. I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck.
Yeah, what the fuck is he talking about?
He's a sick fuck and he likes a quick fuck, bro. He put it all out there.
That motherfucking song was the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Something about,
I'd rather listen
we
to
so
6ix9ine.
We so ignorant.
You got high takes all day over here, baby.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. What?
All right, this is going to cause some conflict between our friendship, but I kind of like that song, bro.
I kind of like it, too. Like I brought it up.
I actually like it, though. It's some bullshit, but it goes hard.
Got me over here dancing like a white boy.
No.
We should remix that shit.
Oh, you can edit stuff out of the podcast, right?
Let's remix this shit. I can edit some
remix
shit.
Okay, I just got to say this then.
Warning.
Shout Boogie the fucking kid out again while I'm sitting in on a podcast.
Warning.
You don't like Boogie?
He won't even come catch his wands with me.
He's a pussy. I didn't know you had problems with
him. He's a pussy.
Let's talk about
while
that.
While I'm sleeping in the room, he's fucking my girlfriend on the living room. He's a pussy.
Ooh,
Boogie.
That's not going to make this podcast.
No. You just
fucked up this whole beat, bro, on the podcast.
Sorry. You were shouting ops out on the motherfucking mic.
Yeah, edit Boogie out then. I didn't know that.
That's why I got up and walked away.
But Boogie's butt may or may not.
And he's on fucking two songs. And he won't take them all.
Be on the songs, though. That's the only thing.
I'll replace Boogie.
Thank you.
But he's got a cold verse, though.
No, he doesn't. He says ops and shit.
Go blunt. Oh, dude.
He said it all the time. I've been smoking on that too, baby.
But the way he said it, though, bro.
I like his music.
Nah, bro,
I
fuck him, though.
You cannot like him. You cannot like him, but.
I don't like his music either.
You don't like him, bro, but he's smoking on that too.
I know him.
Bro.
I've known him since we were like in sixth grade. I know where he's from. I know what he's done.
This is getting released.
He doesn't rap about.
Can you feel the heat?
This is actually getting released.
No, listen. I don't care. I'll beat his ass. I don't give a fuck. I'm stay strapped. Come at me, Boogie.
Woo!
I been eating my Wheaties, doing my push-ups.
Nah,
but
keep
listen,
this shit in. Let's keep it real.
Listen, I will keep it real. I know him. I've seen where he lives. I know what he's done. And what he raps about is why your name is in all caps.
Because
he lies in his raps.
I will say that. He does.
He lies in his raps.
Damn!
That's why you literally said you have your name all caps because you hear too much cap. Boogie is cap. I'm just going to say that. Now we can get back to the regular podcast.
Hey, before we get off topic real quick.
Hashtag fuck Boogie.
Yeah, y'all, he don't like Boogie.
In case y'all didn't get the gist of the whole thing.
Yeah, Swizzle don't like Boogie.
Y'all heard way too much right there. I'm so sorry.
Boogie. Yeah, it's a lot of
don't
fuck.
Don't worry, we're not going to edit any of that out. We're going to let you guys listen to all that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
if you listening, Boogie, come catch your ones.
So this is raw. Unedited, uncut type shit, bro.
Super raw, like beef in the fucking freezer raw.
We're definitely gonna edit this.
That shit.
He's like, wait, no. Edit. He's like, delete that shit right now.
We should be playing that 0-2
Yo, he's
song.
He keeps reaching for the laptop. He's trying to delete it.
Security.
You can't do that, bro. Keep it real. Oh, we got water in here.
Eric's passing out water to the crew. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Eric,
shout out
the homie.
Bro.
He let us
you.
Set up
Appreciate
in the spot
you.
And shit.
Shout out to Corey Coral.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah,
dude,
so,
I'm almost out of fucking nicotine, bro. Don't smoke nicotine, kids.
Well, hey, let's get back into the podcast so I can announce that I'm leaving.
All right, well, then before you leave, if you got any more questions for our guests.
That's me, bro. Outlet. You know, your best friend.
Why do you keep making music when you know that it's trash?
Oh, bro, we were just talking about this shit. Where do you make your music at?
Where do I make it at?
Yeah.
Oh, in Oscar the Grouch's trash can.
No, in your uncle's basement, the one that liked.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But the one that liked to tickle me, Elmo. But you were Elmo.
Okay, but do you remember where you made your music?
Yeah. No, I don't.
At the library with a dictionary in front of you, in the corner. Stupid ass.
2 feet too short, bro. 2 feet too short.
Like my man's dick.
Yeah, Billy the Goat, but without the goat. Fuck.
All right, I didn't want to fuck up the podcast. Y'all can get to the seriousness now. Swizzle is out, y'all.
All right, Swizzle. Love you, bro.
I got to go to Cornell.
Yeah, Cornell.
Edit that, too, because I don't want people knowing where I'm going.
He's like, don't tell that motherfucker with the Tuca blunt.
Yeah, right. Wow. I don't want no Tuca, baby.
Hold on, baby.
I don't want that Tuca.
5 more minutes, I got to smoke me a boogie bowl.
There's a minuscule amount of weed.
What y'all smoking on? Y'all smoking some
nug?
Y'all smoking that wax? What are y'all fucking
this
on?
This is some ditch weed.
I
just
smoke
like
that earwax. We call that shit the other crack.
Oh,
you know
that shit.
Hold on.
Rolling up a tree like a lumberjack.
I don't really be fucking with that shit.
All right, so now.
Like fucking dab.
Before Swizzle go,
I like flower, bro.
We have to freestyle.
I really don't smoke wax.
I gotta do flower.
We freestyle on my podcast.
Yeah, we want. Okay.
No, I did a live performance of a song.
Oh, he's got a freestyle. It's his.
You just said it was a live performance of a song.
It can be.
I'll freestyle. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. All right, let's see what kind of beats we got here. See if you like any of these.
And if you, yeah. No, look at him. He's telling me not to. He's
right, fine,
you literally fine. Tell the people your name's Eldon because you're not Cap, and then he says he's gonna freestyle, and it's not a freestyle. He's telling me not to call it out.
It don't have to be a freestyle. It can be written shit too.
All right, this is his bars.
It's a display of talent, bro. That's all it is.
Oh.
Oh.
Project Renegade Podcast.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Got on so sick of this stuff. Somebody spilling the cuss. Somebody rappers are licking it up. Got on so sick of this stuff. Somebody pass me the puff. Always be smoking it up. Grab me a cup and then filling it up. Drinking it down. Throwing it up. Middle finger up. Nobody really be giving a fuck. Everyone really be throwing it down. Give me the crown. Call me a clown. Fooling around. Fucking a bitch. Sucking it down. Talking about my fucking dick. In a hand. On the right. In the left hand. Grip shooting at the fucking night. Yeah, I'm howling at the moon. Call me Big Wolf Man. Blowing down the fucking house where the piggies fucking stand. Ow. And I always got a fucking. Oh, fuck. Damn, that was perfect, too. He went, ow. I lost my bar. Sorry, yo.
My yo, bad. That shit was going, though, bro. That
my bad, my bad.
Going.
I got too ahead of myself.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice visit. You know you got to jump in and drop a little freestyle.
Always hearing lying when they rap. So they put their name in all cap, no cap. But I don't even care, because I'll list where it's at. It's Lil Swizzle Tech, Renegade, Party Whack. Party Whack, here we go. Shots fired in the crib, chilling in the back, because you know this is where it is. Let's go.
Ooh.
Really freestyle with my flow. And don't try to take the mic from me, bro. Now watch me snap, clack back, when you know that I rap. Just a young white boy, yeah, he got it like that. Why the beats sound like crap? I don't really give a fuck. It's Renegade status, yeah, you know we fuck it up.
Ooh, three of us call that shit a trio in the studio. Anytime we hop up in the shit, we always getting throw. Got a fucking 40 sipping down, I'm always smoking dro. And I got a bitch, she always wants to know what's gonna go. You can F-U-C-K in me on Tuesday. Anytime I fuck a bitch, it's ooh, hey.
And she sipping on Douce while I'm rubbing on her booty. Hey, let me roll a blunt up. Let me hit this motherfucker till I'm high as fuck. Hey, roll a blunt up. Let me hit this motherfucker till I'm high as fuck.
Hey, baby mama drama. I'ma spit it like a llama. And I want it, baby mama. That don't wanna fucking fuck me over like she did the other day. Like, I don't even wanna fucking play. You playing all these checkers, but I give you checkmate. You always in my face. Why you always in my face? I'm about to put you in your fucking place. Gonna get a fucking lace. Put it in a blunt. Smoke it up. Call me Jabba the
Hut. Jabba the Hut. Yeah, you know we don't really give no fucks. I said that once, now let me say it again. To all my haters listening, here we go again. Here we go. You wanna talk shit, watch me snap. I don't really care how you really wanna act, cause I am real and you're fake, that's a fact. Oh. Now come at me, cause these bars aren't whack.
Hey, mama told me you can only go with the flow until the flow ain't got nowhere else to fucking go.
Go.
Hey, you cannot fuck around with hoes. You said you can never fuck with hoes, yeah.
Wave in the ocean, sip this magic potion. Shorty fall in love, I'm like, oh no, don't go again. Damn.
Smoking oh, no. Holy Ghost, yeah, you better ooh. Get on your. Oh, fuck!
Tech, why ain't you rapping right now? Cause you a renegade bro, too.
I don't really freestyle, but I can write some shit. Damn, I've been doing Project Renegade for life in this bitch. I hope they're really liking this shit when I'm writing this shit. I don't give a fuck if I'm writing this bitch. I can still go left. Fuck it.
Go
I'm
right.
Down for all this left. I'm smoking all this left and I'm throwing hands. Rights and lefts.
Rights and lefts. Jabs and cuts. You don't wanna get fucked. You don't wanna get cut up when you're stuck.
Hey. He say he talking about the riots and less. All my homies growing up, we did the hardest thefts and
I just put that in the new song. I said something about theft.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys got a little taste of the talent and shit.
All right, now Swizzle's actually out.
You feel me? Swizzle's got a deuce out.
All right, bro.
But we did have one more thing we wanted to go over. I think you mentioned something about obviously I appreciate you jumping on Dead Man's Dope. That was dope. I'm glad that you really felt that song.
For sure, bro. Thank you for having me on it, man. That shit was lit.
Thanks, yeah, it's a banger. I've been listening to it a lot since we dropped.
The concept of the song, bro. That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah,
the concept of the song.
That's why I mean, brought it up. Yeah.
It's cool that it's called Dead Man's Dope, but I mean that's already a dope. That's a dope ass name. But the concept behind it, that's what's
yeah. So you know, and it's. We'd actually been working on that song for over a year now.
That's what you were telling me.
It just never kind of really came to fruition or whatever.
Yeah.
And then finally, I guess, Swizzle hounded me about it. And actually, Eric was hounding me about it too because the
Eric's here too. Say what's up, bro.
What's up?
So the story behind it is Eric's actually my neighbor and the homie that the song is about. Is actually a mutual friend of ours. He's more like family. He was this older dude we used to always smoke with and kick it with and shit. And he was just like an old relic type of motherfucker, you know, like you didn't even deserve to be around him type shit. Right. Like,
you
want to
talk
crazy.
Like stereotypical hippie though, like
Vietnam vet,
that pure hard,
chill ass motherfucker.
That's all you gotta say right there. Vietnam vet, fucking smoking dope.
Yeah, bro.
There you go.
We was just kicking it all the time, smoking and. You know, he was kind of older, so obviously his time came and he met his maker and shit, but it kind of fucked with us. But we're glad
that's
he's in
really
a
when we
too.
Ended up becoming friends, though, is
oh, yeah, we
when
didn't
he
really
passed,
kick it hard
we kicked it a little bit when he was around, but afterwards, one of us decided to walk up to the other.
That's what's up. So not only did a fucking dope ass song come of it, but y'all kind of like came together because of the two.
Yeah, so
and y'all held on to it for a year. That's a long time to hold on to a concept, you know?
We wanted to make sure it came out right. And obviously it was the universe making sure you got on that motherfucker.
Yeah, bro, it worked out. Yeah, not only... Bro, a year is a long time to hold on to a concept. That's a long time.
Yeah, so when it was fresh, that's when we came with it. We came up with the verses. Then we re-record. We heard the verses again. We played them again recently. We're like, oh, yeah, we got to re-record that shit.
Yeah.
And that's when we offered to let you hop on it.
Yo, when I got that message, I was at work. Ecstatic, bro. I was geeking like a little kid that just got a lollipop after getting a shot, you know what I'm saying? I was so fucking happy, bro. I was so happy because I kind of heard a little bit of it, you know, like a little snippet because Swizzle likes to
you know how he do.
I'm gonna talk hella shit now he gone.
Hey, I'm quiet with you, but when you leave, I'm talking to
you.
Yeah,
right?
You know
no, like a lot of love for Swizzle. He is a bitch, though.
Yeah, but no, so basically what happened was, that homie passed and shit.
Yeah.
And,
the Vietnam dude, right?
Yeah. And we ended up, like, with his sack because, like, the neighbor came over and his roommate came over and she was like, yo, I want y'all to hurry up and come get his stash and stuff before his family comes going through his shit.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, say less. So we come up.
I'm gonna put this in yours.
And so we're here with this. And we kind of made like a thing out of it. We made a whole big deal about it, you know?
Well, you told me something about what's the meaning behind Dead Man's Dope.
Yeah, right there. Oh, true facts. Yeah, that's a good point. So the crazy thing about it is, you know, me being like a big reader and shit, like I knew
about you like to read, bro?
Yeah, bro, I've been reading since middle school.
That's what's up.
Fine, bro. That's where I read the book, I think it was in middle school, where I heard about the Dead Man's Dope. So the Dead Man's Dope was actually in Vietnam. That's when a lot of the soldiers kind of got addicted to, well, I wouldn't say addicted to weed, but a lot of soldiers were smoking weed and heavier drugs and shit in Vietnam. It's a known thing. You can look it up, whatever.
They were doing more than weed, yeah. They would get addicted to that shit. Opiates and shit.
But at the same time, the government would send them out on missions and actually give them legal meth.
To keep them up. Yeah, to keep them away. Yeah, that's facts too.
There was such illegal meth that was so pure, they would keep them up for a week straight.
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that? The government, that's facts, bro. I took a Vietnam class in high school. I forget your name. Newsom High School teaches Vietnam. Shout out you, bro.
But yeah,
heard the same thing.
Basically, what would happen was if your buddy, your battle buddy or whatever, if he died, and then he had some drugs on him, then you take it, you know, because one, that's some more drugs, right? You don't want their body to be there. Their memory to be, you know,
that they had fucking drugs on the shit. Yeah.
So then
they didn't want their family to fucking know that they had. Yeah, bro.
So then that shit was referred to as what we now call dead man's dope.
Dead man's dope.
You know, so it was kind of crazy that we ended up with the homie that was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
With his fucking dead man dope.
Yeah. That's the concept right there, bro.
Yeah.
Goosebumps, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's history right there.
It really kind of strikes a nerve and shows a deeper root within Project Renegade and the culture that we've created, because it's like, he's not the only homie that's passed, you know, that we've found a way to memorize, memorialize, turn him into a legend, you know what I'm saying?
In our own way, bro.
Everybody that's part of it. It's not everybody's just rapping and shit. Everybody that's part of it. If something if they die, bro, we're trying to memorialize them. If they go to prison, we're trying to keep their memory alive. Whatever it is, you know, people go through shit, and it's, you know, it's good to be able to keep a memory alive, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it is, bro.
I'm glad that you tapped into that energy, because I feel like you must have maybe had to deal with something similar or something, like you really felt that shit.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I got a lot of respect for anybody in the military, man. My dad is a retired colonel from the Air Force.
No shit.
Yeah, man. He's a great man. Yeah, great man. You know, we have our moments and shit.
So maybe that's why you're built different, huh?
Yeah, man. Fuck. Yeah, he has a lot to deal with, dude. Yeah, I am my father's son, but...
Facts, same.
Yeah, I had a lot of respect for that shit. And just the concept behind it, bro, dead man's dope, that's lit. Whoever says that isn't lit is fucking...
Brain that's like...
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, well, you know, some people just can't even fuck with shit that actually has a concept or is some different type shit.
You know, especially nowadays, I really think it's more about the beat, bro. Yeah. People don't really listen to
that. The beat was a fucking banger. Go listen to it. Dead Man's Dope, Project Renegade with the kid.
Heater, bro. It's a great song.
People are missing so much of the meanings of music now.
Absolutely, bro.
Like, people talk about some really deep shit, and it just right over so many people's heads.
But it's hard for, like, we call them conscious rappers. That's what I call them, conscious rappers. It's hard to really make it as a conscious rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially nowadays, people want a good-ass beat, and they want to hear... a flow. They don't want to hear your lyrics. They want to hear a flow.
They want shit to turn up to or whatever.
Yeah, bro. Grab some ass to. Yeah,
like, we can do that shit too.
I listen to it. Yeah.
We can do that shit all day.
We can make one in like an hour.
Exactly.
Shout out Jack Harlow.
But to sit down.
Jack Harlow?
Yeah, for real. That man can... Which flows?
What's popping?
Like,
just been a quarantine locked in. Better have a smoke in the room and a walk in. Talking like a bitch, man. Why are you talking?
He does a a podcast with Sway where he freestyles. Yeah. And I think it's Sway or...
I remember when DJ Drawin brought him on. I think it might be Sway.
It's one of them where they end up switching the beat up 5 times in a, like, 3-minute
Five Fingers
course.
Of Death, bro. Yeah, Five Fingers of Death.
And he...
Oh, yeah.
And he masters
to rap
it.
I do horrible.
He just masters it. It's insane.
Yeah, he's good, bro.
Flow.
And so his bars.
Speaking of, before I forget this, I'm kind of interested in this.
Yeah.
So what is your... Because one thing I've noticed, I've done this for a while, this Project Renegade shit. So I work with a lot of different artists.
Yeah.
And they always have a different, I don't know, like a ritual or whatever it is, their process of how they sit down and write and make their song.
Oh,
like, do you have anything crazy that you do? Or?
I mean, it's not too crazy, bro. It's I think a lot of people do it. So whenever I get on the mic, I get really nervous, right? Like, my heart starts pounding and shit. Not playing. Like I'm on fucking hard drugs, you know what I'm saying? But I'm, like, completely sober. So I get hella nervous. And I have to... I don't want to say I have to, because I don't want to encourage people to do this. But I have to drink to calm myself down, you know what I'm saying? To, like, kind of get into a zone and calm down and really focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, some people say that helps too.
It helps me, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then I smoke some weed, and that does help me personally kind of get creative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
like, I can't really freestyle, but if you get me drinking, I might freestyle.
I'll freestyle, bullshit, but I'm not
freestyle. I've heard that shit.
I'm garbage at it, bro. I'm kind of like you, bro. Let me write some shit and I'll blow your mind. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
And that's one thing I did notice, bro. Like, the way you rap, you have that like constant delivery. You have like a more rapid delivery, which I think is really dope. And then it's also really melodic, right?
Yeah.
And I think that people don't realize you can't really have that style of rapid delivery without being able to write, you know? Like, you gotta craft those syllables together.
You have to plan it out, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And it's a... They teach you this shit in school, like rough drafts and shit. I go through my bars a bunch of times. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
And I just kind of freestyle, or not freestyle it, I rap it silently in my head over and over again to the beat to make sure that everything's exactly where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put out a mistake, you know what I'm saying?
That's rough, see, yeah.
Yeah.
And see, I'm kind of on the fence about it because, like, yeah, I want it to be as perfect as possible. Right. But
you don't want to force it either, though.
There was times where I just was, like, overly perfectionist, and now I'm to the point where it's like, if I put someone that has a few hiccups or whatever you want to call it, that's fine. Like, we don't make perfect songs. Right. We make songs that motherfuckers can feel and vibe to. Right. So, you know? Like, if we was making perfect songs, we'd have a fucking real studio, you know?
Well, yeah, if we were making perfect songs, fuck, I don't know where I'd be right now. I'm serious, and we all got our lives to live too. You know,
so what do you see yourself like? What, 5, 10 years in the future?
Man, taking care of my family. I don't know where that's gonna be at, you know, financially, spiritually, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Coast,
I don't know where I'm gonna be, but you know, taking care of my family, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, having everybody together and living a happy life.
That's a noble goal, right?
That's
there,
pretty
bro.
Much it. Well, yeah, you know,
and correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you number one locally? Like,
fuck, dude. If there was a ranking, I hope I'm not number one locally.
He's like, I don't want to smoke.
No, I don't know. I don't, man. Definitely not. Definitely not. No. I don't know. No. I think, who do you think number one would be in Eau Claire right now?
I mean, it's probably a toss-up, but there's a lot of artists out here that get that grind really hard and get a lot of spotlight, you know? But the thing is, there's actually a lot of talent out here, bro. Like, there's so much fucking talent.
It's insane, isn't it?
Well,
it's fucking nuts.
Think Wisconsin,
it's
a cesspool. They think the woods.
It's a cesspool of fucking
talent, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But one of these days,
so much competition.
One of these days, Eau Claire will be put on the map. Yeah. I'm really interested to see who's going to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. I mean, technically, what's his name? Bon Iver, or whatever his name is.
The dude that I work with?
No, I don't know. No, it's Bon. He did a song with Kanye West or some shit. I don't know. Bon Iver or some shit. Bon Iver.
Is he from around?
I don't know how you say it, Bon Iver. They say it weird. Yeah, he's from around here, technically. I guess you could say he kind of put on the map, but he's like some weird hip-hop shit.
Really?
So I don't
From
know.
Eau Claire?
Yeah.
No I shit, thought, he did a song with Kanye?
I thought so.
How the fuck did I
think
never...
he did like the production or something.
No shit.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but he's pretty big deal. Yeah, I think.
Damn.
But I mean, no.
I didn't even think about producers
for me,
and shit.
Like, I'm going to shout out Noah Estrada, bro. I think he's really... Him and MWP.
Yeah.
I think they're really fucking dope and shit.
Yeah.
You know, then you got Scotty Benz,
Jake LaCoste. Bro,
I mean,
that's
those are
the
big names right there.
Sosamel.
Yeah, you can't really. But
Gabriel,
I mean,
Tyler.
When it comes to like
name.
Just talent, bro, there's so much fucking talent. It's
crazy. It's ridiculous. And I feel like it just popped off the last like 3 or 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just started rapping.
Well, and before that, I mean, rap was kind of
honestly everybody like
everybody's a rapper.
Everybody's
now,
a rapper now.
But it's all good. I ain't mad at nobody chasing their dream and shit.
But
nah,
I mean,
no. I just need to see more face tattoos.
That's
out
what
there.
It really is.
Y'all leaving me out
Hashtag
here all my lonely.
More face tattoos.
Yeah, y'all leaving me out here by my lonely, bro. Y'all need to get tatted up and make me feel insecure.
But I mean, 3 years ago is really when it made the switch over from like bass heavy music to.
Yeah.
Like, when X came out, it really started to make the pullover more towards rap.
Man, I think X and Lil Peep really fucking, they kind of, they changed it a little bit. And then you got P
people even before that, like Chief Keef and like,
yeah,
like kind of like drill rap, you know?
Yeah.
But when did that shit start popping, bro? Cause that blew up. That's really what's popping right now.
Like, oh yeah, like Gang Gang shit. Demon. Yeah.
Yeah. Polo G, all that shit. Body Bitch.
But yeah, I think we kind of covered pretty much all the bases and shit. We had a good little session. We got the freestyle session in. We got the stories out there. You know, we kind of knocked the dust off and haven't done a podcast in a while. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you gave me the inspiration to do it again.
Oh, bro, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you for real.
For sure, for sure. And then obviously we're going to have a lot more shit to come.
Yep.
Working on a lot more music. Hopefully you'll see some more features by Outlet on some more Project Renegade songs. We're happy to have you every time, bro. The shit always comes out super fucking fire, and it's been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah.
And
y'all
too. Thank you for stopping by the motherfucking Project Renegade Radio Show.
Woo!
We got Eric.
Woo!
We got Outlet.
Woo!
We got Aztec.
Woo!
Swizzle already deuced out.
Fuck him.
Signing the fuck off, baby. We're gonna catch y'all again.
Later.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, so here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what's poppin'? Just bit the quarantine locked in. Better have a smoke in the room when I walk in. Talking like a bitch, man, why you talking? Smoke with a bitch and now she coughing. Ask if I want that asset often. Open the lens, my stopping. Red light, gas on the brakes, no stopping. Open my pants, I'm putting my Glock in. Blunt in my mouth, nuts hang when I'm walking. Squad pulling up, I hop in. Want a pancake, I hop it. Cheap in the bag, I drop it. Who got a key, I'm locking. Head over heels, she jocking. Smoke in the boat, it rocking. Trying to kill time, but time keep clocking. Trying to kill time, but... Beat up the pussy and hit it like Rocky. I'm skating on hoes, but I'm not playing hockey. I might be a little bit cocky. The demons are back and I can't get them off me. I've been off the drugs, so I'm drinking on coffee. The demons are back and I can't get them off me. I've been off the drugs, so I'm drinking on coffee. I've been off the drugs, so I'm drinking on. Steady blowing nose on the block. Who's standing around when the pop? Working with the drugs in my stock. Cooking with the thugs in the spot. God damn it, man. Walking with the drugs in my sock. That's some real shit. What you know about that? You know what I'm saying? Kids, don't do drugs. Cooking with the thugs in the pot. Yeah.
That shit was cold,
motherfuck 12 for the cops.